We now have with us Chad Oman, and he is warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Topeka. And I know it is that time. We're in that winter weather time period, and I know Winter Weather Awareness Day just this past week, Chad, and recognized, of course, it's a time to stop and think a little bit about winter weather. And I know when it comes to winter weather, there's some things we need to be aware of. And I don't know if you have any predictions, number one, for this winter. Any thoughts at all what it's looking like? I mean, if you go by Farmer's Almanac, it'll tell you one thing. But what are you kind of thinking this winter?
Well, Kathy, that's an excellent question. And I'll tell you what, the last 3 years have been mild, been very warm, and we just have had a lack of snow, really, over the last few years as well. And so just going based off of probabilities, I would certainly think that we'd have a winter that's a little bit more typical of a Kansas winter, meaning we'll see more cold weather and at least a couple of shots of winter storms, meaning a combination of snow, sleet, or maybe some freezing rain as well. I'm just going to go on a limb and say I think we'll see more of a typical Kansas winter this coming wintertime.
And I don't envy your position because it is difficult to predict too far ahead. I mean, let's go back over maybe some of the snowiest years that we've had in times past. And I know people are always intrigued by history a little bit.
Right. You know, and some of the snowiest winters we had were back in the 70s. The 70s, I just remember as being a very cold and snowy period of time. Early 90s, we had some of the snowiest weather, at least in the Topeka area. We had the third most snow back in 92-93. And then you got to go way back into the early part of the 20th century to get to some of the worst years that we've ever had. But by and large, like I said before, the last few years have been very warm, and just because they've been so warm, we've had a lack of snow and a lack of those bigger storms. Now, it hasn't been too long ago, that said, that we've had some big storms, and including back in 2009, Christmas Eve was one that comes to mind. So certainly, we've got to be ready for the potential, at least, of seeing some big storms.
And I do remember that Christmas Eve snow. I know, what is the average annual snowfall, say, in the Topeka area? I mean, I don't imagine you have...
About 20 inches in the Concordia area, about 18 or so in the Topeka area. So really, across north central Kansas, anywhere from about 15 to 20 inches is what we average each year. Now, last year, we only had about 5 to 6 inches of snow for the entire year. And that was the same trend as we've seen over the last 3 years. So just not a lot of snow over the last few years.
I'm looking at your sheet, and I notice that 2011-12, we only got about 3 inches of snow.
Yeah, that was actually the record here in Topeka for the least amount of snow ever recorded since going back to 1888, believe it or not. So that was really unusual just a few years ago to see that snowless year, I guess you could call it.
I know we already got a little bit on Halloween of this year, which kind of surprised a few people.
We did. And so I think that was kind of a prelude maybe to what we may see as we go through the rest of the wintertime. But certainly kind of a reminder that it's getting to that time of year, and we got to start thinking about how to reduce the risk from winter weather, especially when you're driving.
And while we're kind of having fun with this, what's the most snowfall we've ever had, say, in a 24-hour period? Or that those things, I think, are always interesting to people, too.
I think we've had some big storms. I think the most snow in a 24-hour period, I think we've got to go way back in time, probably to the first decade of the 20th century, back around the turn of the century, 1900, I think, in the Topeka area. And it was a February storm where we had almost 20 inches of snow in the Topeka area. 1924 was another storm that brought almost a foot and a half of snow to north central Kansas, and that was in March. And that's something that's actually pretty typical, is that our biggest snows tend to occur in February and sometimes even in early March across the area. So that's something that's interesting.
And that's way before they had snow plows or anything like that, I'm guessing.
At least on a large scale, yeah, that's for sure.
Now, what about cold winters? And I know there's been some winters, maybe not so much snow, but have been pretty chilly. And let's talk some about what we can expect temperature-wise this winter.
Well, this winter, what we do when we look at seasonal forecasting, in other words, looking out for a period of a few months ahead of time, is especially in the winter time, is we have looked at the water temperatures and the atmospheric circulation out in the Pacific, and we've looked for certain things, and we've called them La Nina and El Nino, and basically those just represent the temperature of the sea surface temperatures out in the Pacific Ocean, and then there's an atmospheric response to those temperatures, and that changes the position of the jet stream. Now, this year it's going to be most likely a weak La Nina, and that means cooler than average sea surface temperatures. And the bottom line for us here in the Central Plains is that there's not a strong signal to hang your hat on saying, because of this, it's going to be colder and snowier or warmer and drier. In fact, when we look back over the years where we've had weak La Ninas, there is no clear signal. We've had years that have been warmer and wetter. We've had years that have been colder and drier. And one of the reasons is that there's sort of other things going on in the atmosphere that are very difficult to predict beyond about 2 weeks. And those oftentimes will dictate the position of the jet stream. And those things can control whether we see cold air and winter storms. And like I said before, they are very difficult. These other indices and these other circulations are very difficult to forecast beyond about 2 weeks.
Well, let's remind people maybe briefly before we get into what to do and how to be prepared of maybe some records when we come to, you know, highs and lows in the wintertime for temperatures.
Yeah, the lowest temperature recorded in north central Kansas, it looks like, was minus 33, and that was at Concordia back in 1886. And so that's pushing it in Kansas for low temperatures. I think the record lowest temperature recorded in the Topeka area was about minus 26, and that was actually back in 1989. So there may be people that remember that year as well. Now, when you get temperatures that low, you have to have a snow cover on the ground. And the reason that you have to have a snow cover is that really helps to allow that heat energy to escape into outer space at night. It reflects a lot of that heat energy back into space and allows those air temperatures near the ground to really bottom out quickly. And so when we see these type of temperatures and records, oftentimes it's because we've got a snow cover on the ground.
Now, I've heard a lot of people saying that they feel like winters have been warmer in recent years, but looking at your numbers, really, it was in the early 90s the last time we had a pretty warm winter, it looks like.
Well, you know, if you look at the 30-year averages, it looks as though temperatures, there is a trend there in the last 30 years that we are overall getting warmer. And the strongest signal is in our nighttime lows. That is to say, we're not getting as cold at night during the wintertime as we used to, back in the 70s and 80s. And so there is a trend there for warmer temperatures. Not so much a trend at this point in terms of snow, at least in the longer term.
Well, now we really need to get into how to be prepared for this winter weather and suggestions that you have. I know that driving is always a major concern for folks. Any suggestions for folks out there, Chad?
Well, I think a lot of people are surprised. When you live in Kansas, you assume that when it comes to weather, that tornadoes are the greatest threat to you and I, and it's actually not the case. When you look at numbers of injuries and even fatalities every year, it's driving where ice and snow played a role in an accident. That is the greatest threat to you and I, based on just the statistics that are out there. And so we want to just remind people that you got to take it slow. You got to assume, especially in wintertime, if it's been drizzling out or there's some freezing drizzle out there, you have to assume that the roads are slippery. Our partners at KDOT do a great job trying to get out and treat those roads, but you never know, especially on the bridges and overpasses, they can't control everything, and you just have to take it into your own hands and slow down, give yourself extra time, pay attention. I think those are the most important things, and it goes without saying that you're wearing your seatbelt. Just doing all those things to really reduce the risk that comes with driving in ice and snow.
I know I personally get more worried when I hear ice than when I hear snow, and I'm sure
same goes
for you.
That's a good point, because I think most of us, I think it's natural when you look out the window and you see snow, you see the white, you understand, okay, I need to slow down. But a lot of times the most dangerous situations are those freezing drizzle situations where you look outside and it may not even look wet, and yet the roads have a glaze of ice on them, and those are the most dangerous types of situations because people tend to get surprised sometimes how slippery it might be, and they end up getting in an accident. So we want people, again, to just slow down, pay attention, wear your seatbelt, and just to be safe this winter.
What kind of advisories can we expect from your office the next couple months?
Winter weather advisories for any combination of say, 1 to 5 inches of snow or freezing drizzle. If it's going to be less than one quarter inch of ice, that tends to fall into the category of what we call advisories. That is, it can be hazardous to drive in, but it's certainly not going to make the roads impassable. Now, when we move up in potential impact in amounts of precipitation, be it ice or snow, we'll call those winter storm warnings, and it could be for freezing rain with ice accumulations over or in excess of 1/4 inch, or snowfall in excess of 6 inches. We'll call those the winter storm warnings. And so there is a threshold, and it's around 6 inches of snow or about 1/4 inch of ice. Where you get below that, we call it an advisory, and you get above that, and we'll call it a warning.
I know we invariably get phone calls. Hey, I'm leaving Manhattan this morning. I'm going to Garden City, or I'm going down south, and I'm going to the east. What do we tell people? I know there's a lot of social media out there, a lot of ways people can check, because weather can be very regional.
Right, and I think weather.gov. If you just use that weather.gov website, go there, click on the part of Kansas that you're interested in, and it'll take you to that. The Weather Service website for that office that serves that part of Kansas. And you can find at least the weather forecast information there. Our state partners with KDOT, they do a great job of showing you the road conditions as well. And that is at a website called CanDrive, CanDrive.org. CanDrive.org. That is a great website that allows you to see the road conditions. And you'll actually be able to look at via cameras what the weather looks like. If it's snowing, if you've got a plan to drive out west towards Garden City, Dodge City, Hayes, or Goodland, or driving to Colorado, you can actually see the roads and the weather that are at least happening right now via cameras on that website. And then they'll also give you the road conditions as well.
Well, Chad, you've been very kind. I've kept you a bit longer than I planned to. Anything else you want to highlight before we wrap things up today?
No, I think the important part is just do not underestimate the risk of driving in ice and snow, and you have all the power in your hands to reduce that risk by paying attention, slowing down, and wearing your seatbelt and keeping yourself and your family safe this winter.
Well, hopefully we won't have to visit with you too much this winter, but appreciate today and getting some good information. Chad Omit with us today, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Topeka.